Nobody won the Powerball jackpot last night, so it continues to grow. There was a drawing last night.
What is it?
No grand prize winner, so the jackpot will now balloon to an estimated $786 million. Next drawing is going to be Wednesday night, so that's on your birthday eve.
I might sit that one out.
No, it's your birthday eve,
that's
buddy.
That's true. That's good. Yeah, I can wake up.
It's good luck.
Yeah.
Plus, do you know what time you were born in the morning? Do you know any details?
No, I was adopted, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So, being adopted.
I'm not, but I still don't know. My sister was asking me because she was doing astrology stuff. She's like, what time were you born? I'm like, I don't know.
I know when my kids were born, but that was about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Play some magic numbers. 17 would be a good one, I think. What's the take on Josh?
Everybody's saying he's so calm, collected, and
is that what we want?
I don't know. I want Eye of the Tiger, rip someone's head off, Josh Allen.
Beast mode, please.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, fatherhood's brought a new sense of calmness. I'm like,
no. You want that with your accountant. You don't want that with your quarterback.
That's right. And there's a lot of parents that listen to the show. Some of us stay the same. Others of us do you know, calm down a little. I need my quarterback to be
a little beast mode.
Yeah.
All right. It was Brady talking about some of the injuries. They're asking about CJ. So let's run down and see who's doing what. Not a lot of details on timelines is what we get from Coach.
Yeah, I think as you guys kind of learn me, I'm not really big on expectations or timetables. And I think that's part of everybody's body recovers differently. Like, I know his injury might be a little different, but like, say it's a hamstring. Some guys' hamstrings take longer, and some of that is us just kind of getting a feel of some of the guys. So I think it's, generally speaking, you know, I also think it's something you say day to day, and it becomes 2 weeks, and it's like, oh, is there a setback? What's happening? So, look, when guys are ready to practice, they're going to practice. When we get to the season, they're ready to go, they're going to go. And we're obviously going to push guys and making sure that we're rolling, but yeah, I don't like to necessarily put, like, you know, stamp times with it, and we'll see, you know, let's let the recovery kind of start and kind of see how that unfolds.
Okay, so they'll get better when they get better?
Yeah, pretty much so. When you ask about a player injury, that's pretty much the answer you're going to get.
You think we're going to get that all season long?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then you don't have the expectations.
Right.
Then you're not held accountable for, you said he'd be ready for Sunday.
Yeah, and it's 3 weeks later.
Yeah, so there is that. The Spider-Man movie, they have revised the numbers, because apparently that's something you can do. Spider-Man, Brand New Day, lands top opening weekend ever in the history of movies.
Wow.
$360 million. They went back and adjusted the numbers, you know, for boasting factor. It beats the Avengers Endgame. The film's domestic gross has now been adjusted and repaired ahead of Sony's Sunday projection.
Of course, Sony.
Yeah. Tom, they wanted that so bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know what kind of
Who's
ticket
auditing them?
Exactly. So, okay, fine. Big movie, whatever. I still haven't seen it. I want to. And Ariana Grande speaking out about her decision to step back. She literally stepped into the spotlight to talk about stepping out of the spotlight. Mm. She's been doing, I think, 3 shows in Chicago. Big performance. She spoke for about 4 minutes during her show, takes a break from the music, to talk about her decision to step back. She said the announcement that was made yesterday, which was a big deal with her to kind of step back, was not a reactive or impulsive thing. It wasn't reactive to whatever was said over the weekend after the album release. She said, it's something I had decided to plan, adding that the plan was done quietly a long time ago. She told fans that it was not true that negativity was ruining things for her.
Oh, okay.
She wanted to make that very clear.
I understand.
She said, no matter what noises exist out there, nothing will be able to distort my reality or be more real for me or not as real to me as this love that we share, which I thought was beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's just giving herself a break.
She ended her speech calling her Eternal Sunshine Tour, the one that she's on, one of the most healing, beautiful, correct, and special experiences of her life, which I think feels good. So I'm glad that she's not reacting to something somebody said, because
that is good, yeah.
That can be harsh. If she planned this, if she's planned to take this little step back, because she's had always tumultuous personal journeys, and she likes to have fun, but you see how things go sometimes, and it looks to be a lot, so do what you got to do, Ariana. Hope she finds that peace that she needs stepping back from the spotlight.